I'm going to do something different today. Usually when we have a big day, I try to be refined. I try to show our guest what kind of educated, not much, but educated pastor that is here. But, you know, usually on the big days is when I'm the most nervous, and I just, when I leave at the end of a big day and say, I just didn't cut it today. I just didn't do what I wanted to do. So I decided today not to try to impress anybody. You're going to see today the kind of sermon I love to preach. I love last week. I love Vacation Bible School. I love telling the little boys and girls about Jesus. And I like to do that in different ways. And so today, if you walk away and say, boy, they sure got a strange preacher at that church, I would hope that you would come back and give me one more chance to maybe prove you wrong. But we did have Vacation Bible School last week. Our theme was Right and Wrongs, Catch Environments, and Learning Truth Along the Trail. And we'd start every night with our pledges and our songs, and then we'd do some skits. And our skits were, we'd have different varmints, outlaws come in, and then we'd catch them. And it just so happened that every night what happened in the skit reminded me of a Bible story. Of course, it was by plan, but it reminded me of a Bible story. And so I got to tell a Bible story, and then we had Kool-Aid and cookies, and then we played some games every night. And it was a Western theme. We gave all the kids a cowboy hat and a bandana and a deputy's badge and a squirt gun. And we're going to change the plan for next year. No more squirt guns because we got wet. But anyhow... and we did get to meet in a tent 3 nights out of the 5. It rained us out a couple nights. But Wednesday, even though we had to meet inside the building, it dried out by the time we got done. That allowed us to go outside, and we got to play a couple games underneath the tent or out besides of the tent. And one of the games that we played on Wednesday night was tug of war. We had all the kids on one side. There must have been about 30 of them or so. And if you look around at our kids, most of them, if not all of them, are in very good shape. They're skinny. I thought to myself, boy, we got these 30 kids over here. They're skinny. You know, they're just weaklings. And we get 5 big, burly, muscular men over here on this side. And I said, us 5, can no way can you beat us. You're just a bunch of weak little kids. No way that you can. So we got these 5 big guys. We got hold of the rope. I said, okay, now we're not going to let a bunch of kids beat us. And we began to pull on that rope. And before I knew it, we were all over on their side. Not just once. Not just, yeah, all the kids are clapping. Not just once, but twice they beat us. And so I've been praying and asking the Lord what he wants me to speak on this morning. And ever since Wednesday night, he's been bringing back to my mind tug of war. Tug of war. If you go into the dictionary, the term tug of war is actually in the dictionary. First definition is one that readily comes to your mind as you think of tug of war. It says an athletic contest between two teams pulling on opposite ends of a rope. But the second definition is the one that I'm going to key off of this morning for my message. A hard-fought, critical struggle for supremacy. A hard-fought, critical struggle for supremacy. And I submit to every single person this morning that you are in the middle of a tug of war. If you're not saved this morning, then you've got two opposite forces pulling on you. And I would say, hasten to say, if you are saved this morning, you also have two opposite forces pulling on you. Now, it was certainly true of this young man that we read about, that Adam read about in our scripture reading this morning. He was a young man. He came to Jesus and he said, "What shall I do? What things shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" He was in the middle of this rope. On one end, Jesus was pulling, and he answered that question. He said, "Keep the commandments." And the young man said, "I've done that. I've kept all the commandments that you've mentioned all my life." And Jesus said, "Okay, there's one more thing I want you to do. I want you to take all your possessions and sell them and give the proceeds, give the money, all your money, I want you to give it to the poor." And so here's Jesus. He's pulling them in the direction of eternal life. But over here is Satan. And Satan is saying to that young man, oh, hey, you got lots of possessions. You got lots of money. You got lots of wealth. It's unreasonable for you, for Jesus, to expect you to sell everything that you have and give it to the poor. And the Bible says that that young man went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. He walked away from Jesus. He walked away from eternal life. He walked away from heaven because he let Satan pull stronger on him than Jesus did. Now, again, I would say that every single person here this morning is in that same struggle. You're in the middle of the rope. God's on one side, Satan's on the other side. If you're not saved, you got God pulling you toward salvation, you got God pulling you toward heaven, you got God pulling you toward forgiveness of sins. On the other side, you got Satan, and he's pulling you to say, hey, look, you don't need to get saved. You don't need to worry about it. You don't need to worry about hell, and he's pulling you in that direction. And again, if you're a Christian, you're already saved. You got God pulling you out. Hey, live your life by the Bible. Live by this book. Live according to the principles that are in this book. And Satan says, okay, I've lost you, but you don't need to live by the Bible. You don't need to live right. You can live any way you want to. And so every single person, if you're saved or if you're not saved, this morning you are being pulled in that tug of war. Now, I want to illustrate that this morning. That's why I took the pulpit down. Is Ryan still here? Where is Ryan, can you come up here and help me for a second? And Adam, I need you to come, if you would. And Brother Clint, would you come? Ryan, over there right behind the organ is a rope. Would you go get it for me? It's right there in that hole by the... Hurry up, got it. We haven't got much time. Right here. Right here in that hole. Grab it and come on up here. Adam, you come up here on this side, and Brother Clint, you come up here on this side. All right? I want to illustrate this what I'm talking about this morning. All right, you come on right up here in the middle. Give one end to Adam, and I'll give the other end to Brother Clint. Okay, you guys stretch it out. All right? Okay, Ryan, you come right here. I want you to stand just like this, right in the middle. Grab hold of both hands. Okay? All right, we're going to let Ryan represent all of us. Okay? He's either a lost person that doesn't know Christ, or he's a Christian. We're going to let Brother Clint represent God. We're going to let Adam represent the devil. If the shoe fits, you got to wear it. But all right, and so here is the struggle. God is pulling Ryan toward him. All right, he's pulling him to get saved. He's pulling him to say, "Hey, I got a way for you for your sins to be paid for. I got a way for you to go to heaven." And this is God pulling him in this direction. Now, on the other end is Satan. And again, he's pulling him toward hell. He's pulling him away from God. He doesn't want Ryan or anybody else to have anything to do with God. And Ryan's right in the middle. I mean, he's got a hold of both ends, sort of the middle of the rope. He can feel the pull of God. He can feel the pull of Satan. And he is right in the middle, just like all of us. But I want to remind you this morning that all three parts of God are involved. Jeff, would you come up and help me for a second? And Jeff, we'll have both Jeffs come up here and help me for a minute. We got God the Father who's involved in this struggle. He's pulling on the rope. And God the Father loved us so much that he sent his Son to die for us. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. But there's the other two parts of God, the triune God, the Trinity of God, the other two parts of God are involved as well. So this Jeff, come right over here, grab hold about right there. We're going to pull in this direction. We're going to let this Jeff represent Jesus Christ. The Bible says, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Both hands on the rope, okay? All right, good. And then Jeff, you come right here. You get the closest to Ryan. We're going to let this Jeff represent the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is that part of God that comes to each one of us and says and woos us to God, draws us to God, and says, hey, bud, you need to get saved. Hey, bud, you need to go with God. Hey, bud, you need to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. And so they are right here, these three parts of God, pulling in this direction, trying to get this little boy to come to Jesus. But it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop there. Because God has put other people into our life to pull on the rope also. Brian, I want you to come. Is Teresa here? Okay, I don't see her. Okay, come on. This is Ryan's dad. You come get right behind Jesus. Because God puts fathers in our life to give us the same message that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit does as well. I praise God for godly dads that will get hold of this rope and tell their little boys, hey, you're a sinner, you need to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, and when you feel the pull of the rope going in this direction, that's the direction that you need to go. And if you're a dad here this morning, and you have children, I don't care how old they are, they could be 5 and a half like Ryan is, or they can be 55 like my father's son is. You have the responsibility to talk to your sons and your daughters about Jesus Christ. You have the responsibility to tell them that they are a sinner, and the only way that they can take care of that sin is to receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. So you got God the Father, you got God the Son, you got God the Holy Spirit, you got a godly dad that's all pulling on this rope, pulling against the devil to try to get this little boy to come to God. But there's others involved. Hannah, I want you and Jenna and Evan to come, okay? Come on up here. We're just grab hold of the rope behind Dad. All right? Come on, hurry. I'm running out of time. Grab hold of that rope. All right? Now, this is Ryan's brother. This is Ryan's two sisters. All right? God puts brothers and sisters in our life to tell our brothers and sisters about Jesus Christ. So here's a little boy. He's trying to decide, am I going to go to the devil or am I going to go to God? And so here's his brother. Here's his two sisters, and they're telling their brother, hey, when you make the choice as to who to side with, you go with God. Don't go with the devil. He's a liar. He's a cheat. He'll tell you anything that you want to hear just to get you to go in that direction, and it's all lies. The Bible says that the devil is the father of all lies. He was a liar from the beginning, and he's still a liar today. And he'll try to get every single one of us to go in that direction and join him in hell. Look, hell was not created for mankind. Hell was created for Satan and his angels. And he wants to get every single one of us that he can to go to hell with him. And if you're a brother or a sister, you have somebody you call brother, you have somebody you call sister, you have a responsibility to them. I don't care if they're 5 and a half or if they're 55 and a half, you have a responsibility to them to tell them about Jesus Christ. But that's not all. Somebody else is pulling on that rope. Brother Leonard, you come up. Grab hold of the rope there behind Jenna. Here's Grandpa. And Grandma's busy, and Mom's busy, so we're just going to keep them out of it this morning. But here's Grandpa. Grandpa's pulling on the rope with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, Dad, brother, sisters. Grandpa and Grandma's are pulling on the rope, trying to convince this little boy that as he makes up his mind, which side that he gives his life to? Do I give it to God? Do I give it to the devil? Do I decide for heaven or do I decide for hell? They're all pulling on the rope. And I praise God for grandpas and grandmas that stand for God, that tell their grandchildren that they're sinners and they're going to go to hell unless they receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. I've shared my testimony before. I don't remember how many times my grandma, she was an old lady. All grandmas are old, you know that. She was an old lady. And I can remember her bony finger. It was crooked just like that. And I go over there on Sunday afternoon to eat fried chicken. I love to eat fried chicken and mashed potatoes and corn and green beans, coleslaw, cornbread, banana pudding. Boy, I'm getting hungry. But we get through with dinner. All my aunts and uncles and my cousins would leave. And I'd spend the afternoon with my grandfather and my grandmother. I can't tell you how many times my grandma took her bony finger and stuck it right in my face and said, Daryl, if you don't get saved, you're going to hell. You're going to hell. If you don't receive Jesus Christ, you're going to hell. And I praise God for grandpas and grandmas that love their grandchildren enough to tell them about Jesus Christ. You got God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the dad and mom, brother, sisters, grandpa, but there's others that are in our life. Evan Lockridge, Evan, will you come up here and help me for a minute, bud? Here's one of Ryan's buddies. They were in the three-legged sack race this week in Bible school. Evan, would you get right there behind Jenna and pull on the rope, too? Because here's what happens. God puts friends in our life, and they grab hold of the rope, and as his buddy is trying to decide, am I going to decide for God, or am I going to decide for the devil? His buddy's telling them the same thing that dad did, and brother did, and the sisters did, and grandpa did. They're telling this little boy, look, his friends are telling him, you need to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. He's the only hope that you have for heaven. Nothing else will work. And if you've got a friend that invited you to come today, they invited you to come to this service. Look, everybody in this church knew I was going to preach like this morning. Everybody knew in this church I was going to preach a simple salvation message. And if you have a friend that invited you to come to this place, it says that they love you enough that they're concerned about your eternal destiny, where you're going to spend forever. Is it going to be in hell with the devil, or is it going to be in heaven with God? And thank God for those kind of friends. But there's other people that God puts in our life. Ryan's Sunday school teacher's not here. Brother Dick, would you come and represent all the Sunday school teachers? Come on up here. Grab the rope behind Grandpa there. All right? Sunday school teachers. Teachers that every week take the Bible and teach from the Bible about God and about the things of God. Every week, Ryan's Sunday school teacher opens this book and tells them that there's a God, that heaven's real, that Jesus is the only way to heaven. And then there's one other person. There's pastors that grab hold of the rope too. And we, along with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, dad, sisters, brother, friend, grandparents, Sunday school teachers, we pull on the rope in this direction as well, trying to convince this little boy and everyone like him, trying to convince every teenager, trying to convince every adult that this book is true, that there is a heaven and there's a hell, that you're going to spend eternity there and you need to decide for God. Now, here's the question. Who's going to win? Who's going to win this tug of war? Now, you might think, boy, all these people against one. Now, if we were going to decide this on an earthly basis, we would say, there's no way this guy can win. All these people pulling in this direction, they're going to get this little boy to God, no doubt. But you see, that's how it works in an earthly application, but that's not how it works in a spiritual application. Here's how it works in a spiritual application. If Ryan decides to ignore God and to ignore dad and to ignore brother and to ignore sisters and to ignore friend and to ignore grandpa and to ignore Sunday school teachers and to ignore pastors, and he decides to say, nope, I'm going to pull with the devil. Turn around and pull with the devil. I'm going to pull with the devil. Here's what happens. Go ahead and pull. This side loses. This side loses. Okay, that's enough. I don't want anybody getting hurt. This side loses. I mean, it's just the devil. against God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, dad, brother, sisters, friend, grandpa, Sunday school teacher, pastor. If he decides to turn around and pull with the devil, God loses. But if he decides to turn around, Ryan, and pull the other direction, and pull with this team, all right, pull, then the devil hasn't got a chance. Okay. All right. You guys can put the rope down and everybody can go get in their seats. Thank you all very much. Now that's a picture. Every single person here is at the middle of that rope. Every single person here has the devil on one end and God on the other. And listen to this. This is what excites me. Every single person here has somebody lined up on this side of the rope with God, pulling you toward Him. Maybe it's a mom. Maybe it's a dad. Maybe it's a husband. Maybe it's a wife. Maybe it's a brother or a sister or a grandpa or a grandma. They got hold of this rope, you're in the middle. God's back here, the devil's over here. And whoever that is in your life's got hold of this rope, and they're pulling you in this direction. And as they're pulling you, they're begging you, say, look, the Bible's right. God is real. Heaven's real. Hell's real. Jesus Christ makes the difference. And what they're saying to you is, I want you to decide for God. I don't want you to go to hell. I love you too much to let you go to hell. And whether it's a son or a daughter or a mom or a husband or a wife, I want you to understand something this morning. They love you. And they do not want you to go to hell. And you get to decide whether you go or not. Because all you got to do is decide which direction are you going to pull the rope. Are you going to pull it with God? Or are you going to pull it with the devil? You pull it with the devil, it doesn't matter how many people are lined up on that side. Because God, or your dad, or your brother, or your mother, or your sister, or your grandparents, they cannot make that decision for you. Only you can make it. Only you can make it. The Bible says there's only one way to get saved. There's only one way to avoid hell, and that's to come to Jesus. He said in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And if you'll come to Jesus Christ this morning, He'll make you part of this family of God that we've been talking about. John 1:12, the Bible says, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. And so I ask you this morning, if you're here and you've never received Jesus Christ as your Savior, whose side are you going to pull Him with? It's up to you. You get to make that choice. You get to decide if you go to heaven or go to hell. You get to decide, are you going to be on God's side or the devil's side? You get to decide, are you going to be saved or are you going to be lost? And it just depends which way you turn and pull on the rope. Will you ask Jesus to be your Savior this morning? This may be your first time here. You may have been here 20 times before. It doesn't matter. If you're here and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, this is the moment that we have prayed for, that we have prepared for, why you are here, so you can decide for Jesus. It's simply a matter of saying yes to Him. It's simply a matter of coming to Him and saying, I know I'm a sinner, I know I deserve hell, but I believe when you died on Calvary's cross, you died for me. And this morning I'm receiving that gift of salvation that you purchased for every single person. I'm receiving it for myself. I'm not asking you to become a Baptist. I'm not asking you to join our church. I'm not asking you to do anything at all except come face to face with the reality that you are going to spend eternity in heaven or hell. And Jesus is the only one that can make the difference. Would you turn around and pull with Him this morning? Would you receive Him as your Savior? We're going to bow our heads. Everyone, bow your heads. I'm going to have a word of prayer. In just a moment, we're going to sing an invitation song. If you're here today and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you'd like to ask Him, you'd like to receive that gift of salvation that He has for every single person, I'm going to ask you to get up out of your seat, walk down the aisle, and I'll have somebody take the Bible and show you from the Bible how to ask Jesus to be your Savior. Again, we won't embarrass anybody. I promise you that. I promise you that. And again, I'm not asking you to become a Baptist. I'm not asking you to join this church. I'm asking you to get right with God. I'm asking you to get a ticket to heaven. I'm asking you to avoid hell. I'm asking you to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. Father, thank you for making it so simple that even little children can understand. And Father, I pray for those that are here this morning that don't know Jesus Christ as their Savior. I pray that right now they will receive Jesus for themselves. They'll pray that prayer that you taught sinners to pray, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, and save me. And I pray, Father, that if they do that where they're sitting, that in just a moment they'll stand and they'll walk down the aisle and let us take the Bible and show them from the Bible what they've done. Man, woman, boy, girl, old, young, everybody in between, everybody here needs Jesus. And I pray, Father, that you'd help them to make that decision. For it's in His precious name we pray. Amen.